I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. It looks like Washington lawyer Eric Holder may become the nation's next attorney general. Holder has reportedly been offered the top legal post. He served as deputy attorney general under Janet Reno in the Clinton administration, and he's become a close advisor to President-elect Obama in recent years. If Holder is nominated and confirmed, he'll face the challenge of remaking a Justice Department with a badly tarnished reputation. The World's Jeb Sharp reports.
One big reason the department's reputation has been sullied is its role in authorizing the interrogation techniques that have been criticized as torture. Elisa Massimino of Human Rights First says a completely new tone needs to be set from the very top.
Now, there are very specific things that would help send that message. One, of course, is immediately dismantling the legal architecture that created or enable the policy of torture and abuse of prisoners.
Massimino says that includes revoking the Justice Department memos, some of them still secret, that authorize torture. Jamil Jaffer agrees. He heads the National Security Project at the ACLU. He says the new attorney general will play a role in deciding what to make public as well.
There's still opinions from 2002, one of the key legal opinions that provided a basis for the interrogation and torture program, that's still secret. There's also a whole set of memos from 2005 in which the Office of Legal Counsel reinterpreted the phrase cruel, inhuman, and degrading treatment in a way that was meant to ratify the CIA's use of waterboarding.
It's not clear how aggressive the Obama administration will be about revising or revoking past opinions. Benjamin Wittes is the author of a new book called Law and the Long War.
Bear in mind that that stuff has already been reviewed and rolled back to a certain degree. Now, I think it will clearly be reviewed some more, and some of them may well be revised. My guess is that, and this is just a guess, is that the revisions will inevitably be less dramatic than the ACLU would want them to be.
Wittes says it's interesting to note that Eric Holder already has some experience with terrorism issues from when he was deputy attorney general in the Clinton administration. Here he is in 1999 trying to reassure the public in the wake of the arrest of an Algerian-born man who was caught coming into the United States from Canada with bomb-making materials.
Federal law enforcement authorities are working around the clock. We are doing everything in our power to prevent any attacks from occurring and to bring to justice those people responsible for planning any such attacks.
Holder was at the Justice Department at a watershed moment in U.S. counterterrorism efforts, according to Benjamin Wittes.
It was the period in which President Clinton really decided that we needed to go after these people. And it's also the period in which the Office of Legal Counsel first started citing the law of armed conflict as a justification for attacking, capturing, and killing al-Qaeda figures, as well as a period in which the rendition program really got started. And so these are all things that we think of as creatures of the Bush administration, but most of them actually got their start in the late Clinton administration.
Wittes says that experience will no doubt play into the way Holder, if he's confirmed, assesses how to deal with the remaining terrorism suspects at Guantanamo Bay. The opinion of many legal experts so far is that Eric Holder is a solid pick for the job. Eugene Fidel teaches military law at the Yale Law School. Fidel expects a wholesale change anyway in this administration.
There's going to be a dramatic difference in the role of law, lawyering, and lawyers in this administration as compared with the one that's leaving office on January 20th.
The reason, according to Fidel, is that the administration, as it's shaping up, will be stacked with well-regarded lawyers, including the president himself. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.